Welcome to MSECU Radio, y'all. I have adopted a southern accent after my time down in Baton Rouge. Yeah, no, fuck that. Too hard. Hey, everyone, I am your host, Brian. I'm joined by an eclectic group. There is no SEC bias today. First, joining me from out west, it is Mr. Chris Andros. How are things?
I'm doing pretty good, and I have to ask... while you were in Baton Rouge, were you calling Baton Rouge too?
Fuck that shit. Fuck it. It's untraditional and I hate it. I will be a grump about it. yeah. So also, joining me from, we're going to call it the South just because we can. It's Unlikely Fanatic. How are things?
Not the South, it's Texas.
Reset the trap.
And they're cold. That's how things are. They're cold.
It's a balmy 75 here.
It's like 34 here.
Heading up north to, you know, one of those cities that is big or something. Is Mr. Sack's attack? How are things?
I would have a witty opener, but a Sun Devil intercepted it and returned it for a touchdown.
So how many STDs did you get?
Oh, enough.
No. They didn't get any. Because Notre Dame abstains from everything, including winning.
Notre Dame abstains. Respectfully.
Courteously.
Courteously. Oh! I haven't seen that in far too long.
And finally, joining us from getting duked, it is Boat Drinks. How are things?
Hey, I can win the bye. I have aspirations.
You are not New York's college team. We won that fair and square.
Don't you guys have to win all three games to be bowl eligible now?
There's only two left.
Oh.
We lost our opportunity for bowl eligibility with the lovely Duke.
I really need to go over to Troy Noon's then to enjoy myself.
Okay.
I am sorry, but your fan base bothers me.
No, it's a shitty year. You know, that year you thought, I don't know what I said it all the way through the preseason. I don't know what we're gonna be.
This
a loud sigh come through.
Not good. That's how y'all be.
Just not good.
But hey, you might win the ACC in metric football.
Maybe.
There are worse things, right?
This would be the point at which my friend Ryan would start talking about lax and stuff like that. So.
No.
Not here.
Yeah, we don't need such silliness. All right, so we'll jump in, and since we had such a great segue, we will talk about the porn devils up against the fighting Catholics.
Oh man!
Thanks for playing.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
I think that's the other way around.
Yeah.
The devil has apparently triumphed.
Yeah,
yes, and that is not good news.
Wasn't it also with really shitty uniforms?
Yes, they were bad. They weren't as bad as Matchin last night.
They were different uniforms, but they weren't atrocious uniforms.
Some people like the way the color faded, kind of like the sunset does.
They could have been a lot worse, I would
yes,
say.
Yes, that's very true.
I mismatched them last night. How bad were the uniforms last night?
Oregon thought they were bad.
Yeah. They were pretty bad.
Which team was this?
Bowling Green in Kent State.
All right, I'm going to now look this up.
Yeah, I didn't watch the other one. I was upstairs, and I assume the other one was on ESPNU.
Yeah, probably. I do like that both teams decided defense was optional in this one, but especially Arizona State deciding that pass defense was non-existent.
The second half, defense, you mean, right?
Pass defense is so passe.
Notre Dame threw for 446 yards in the air. I don't think it was just the second half.
Well, it's very hard to have a lot of drives when you turn the ball over three times in the first half. So Notre Dame didn't really have a whole lot of chances to have drives in the first half. We had one very good one to end the first half, and then we finally started getting our shit together in the second half. But yeah. Then there were two more turnovers, which really sank you. It's a fun fact that if you turn the ball, if you are minus four in turnover margin, unless you're playing someone who's absolutely god awful, you're probably not going to win.
This is true. I think we were minus four in turnover margin against Wake and won.
But that's Wake.
Yeah.
I know.
Somebody terrible.
I just wanted to point it out.
Oh, it's all right.
Yeah.
The other odd thing. Oh, never mind. Go ahead.
No, just. Dear God, y'all were turbo bad. That's really about the best way to describe it. I mean.
Who's turbo bad?
Well, both teams, but. You, since you're on the podcast, and I'm going to pick on you. This is a benevolent dictatorship, and I don't feel benevolent right now.
Well, that's perfectly fine. Are you going to be at the Notre Dame-Clemson game next year?
Possibly. I got to see the schedule. Mainly.
I think it's in late September, early October. I might be going to that one, but that depends on what the budget's looking like after the Boston and Virginia trips.
What? Oh, God, I just Google image search Kent State Gallery.
Why?
First thing that pops
you
up.
Got the, you got something from 1970, didn't you?
Yeah. This planking thing has legs!
And they're pasty white from not seeing the sun. Ever. Maybe. Maybe not.
Yeah. No, absolutely.
Oh, hi. Excellent.
Sorry, I'm trying to find these horrible uniforms so I can, like, cringe at them.
But instead, all you've got are pictures of the day when Flower Power lost out to Gunpowder.
Yeah.
Too soon?
I'm not sure if it's too soon. I'm just... There's nowhere. Apparently these uniforms are so bad. These pictures are so bad. I cannot find them on the interweb.
They have been expunged.
Right?
Yes. All right. So we'll give Notre Dame a reprieve, and now we can laugh at.
They must say 1,000 Hail Marys.
Yeah, that works. I think we should talk TCU Kansas State, since that was going in probably one of the biggest, if not the biggest game of the day. And I guess we found Bill Snyder's kryptonite, purple teams. I mean, dear Lord, TCU did bad things to them.
They did very, 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 very simple things.
That TCU had 550 yards of offense.
550? Wow.
Yeah. Heck, Kansas State had 410. Holy shit.
What the hell am I looking at here? Oh my God.
What?
Why?
What?
I finally found the Kent State Bowling Green pictures.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
I should have guessed from the sounds of abject horror.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yes. TCU, Kansas State, sodomy in traditional times. Manhattan, Kansas. Right? Or was that in Fort Worth?
I thought that one was in TCU. Not that you could tell, because both fan bases are purple. So
sodomy at a Christian school.
They would like for you to forget that they were actually ever Christian. I'm not lying about that. If you go look on their website, you have to dig very hard to find the references to what the C in TCU stands for.
Wow.
That's not shade, it's just truth. And it's not a judgment. I don't want people to get on me and be like, well, I'm not judging or anything. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
A nickname that I have heard for them is technically Christian University.
Yeah. That is...
Okay. Still better than University of California Socially Dead.
What is that supposed to be for San Diego?
Yep.
I still enjoy University of Spoiled Children from time to time.
No, but let's be honest, nothing beats Chapel Hill Community College.
That is an
that
A-plus
nickname. That one's also actually
nickname.
True.
Yeah. Yeah, I go
the
with...
The best nicknames are the ones that are true.
That is true.
Kyle has it down.
I always called, and this wasn't particularly clever, but I always called WVU the worst Virginia university. Mainly because of my hatred of them. That started well before the Orange Bowl.
I mean, but here's the thing. I mean, it might be worse Virginia University, but burning couches is all the fun.
Yeah, but they stole that idea from Ohio State.
Ooh, that's when they moved down to the pooping in the coolers?
Apparently. Yeah. Maybe that's
and
why
they had to up their game when the couch firing went on down the road.
Yeah. But think about it. Your school is so bad at traditions that you stole something from the state of Ohio.
Yeah, that's not the best look.
Yeah.
Not the best look.
Well, hey, on Ohio's side, it's just something else that's leaving Ohio, so...
Well, but it didn't. Did it actually leave? Or did they just photocopy it? It's like stealing a patent or something.
Do they still burn couches in Ohio?
I don't know. You'd have to ask somebody who has actually been to Ohio, because I certainly haven't.
Well, Seeds isn't here, so...
I was just there last month.
I'm so sorry.
What was the question?
Do they still burn couches
in Ohio?
I saw no burning couches. I saw...
A burning river?
A cheese palace. A cheese palace was a very good stop on my trip.
Spencer just recoiled in fear, and he doesn't know why.
Cheese palace is inferior to the Mars cheese castle, I'll have you know. Heck, if we needed to, I could get in the car right now with this podcast running. I could get to the Mars Cheese Castle before the podcast ends.
There we go.
Yep.
Sometimes life is good.
Traveling podcast.
To the Cheese Castle.
Does that mean now, since we're traveling, we have the traveling bus?
I don't know. I just want a bus. We can do it. That's what we'll go around to our version of game day and record the podcast.
Yes.
Yes. Please.
Holy crap.
And there will be a Wazoo flag or the Wazoo. I guess
we'll do the FCU flag, honey.
No.
With a tater.
We will never go to Pullman, but we will play the Wazoo theme song in the background at random intervals of every podcast.
You know, if we were to do a traveling podcast, the way to do it, because we always do it partway through the week, would be to show up at Maction, go into the stadium, and record the podcast in a 2/3 empty stadium, completely ignoring the game that's taking place on the field.
So basically, we're going to be recording at the ACC championship game.
Oh, you mean the Wake Forest Boston College struggle fuck?
No, no, it will be the Jameis Winston Duke murder kill.
In which Duke will win.
I'll be honest, if that means that we do not go to the Orange Bowl, I'm kind of okay with that. If that's the price we pay for such a glorious, glorious visions on our TV screen and on the intertubes. God, that would be fun. But on to the next game. And
yes, speaking, I feel like this podcast is slowly dissecting into the college football version of Seinfeld.
I've never seen Seinfeld, so there we go. Thank you. Speaking of the cooler poopers, Sparty dropped the ball. Sparty dropped the fucking ball. And
so basically, they were Sparty.
Yeah.
They kicked that habit over the past couple of years. And also, it wasn't a one moment in the game where you scream out, "Sparty, no!" Which is usually
no,
which is how the whole thing got rolling. It was just
it was more of a Sparty
slow,
aww,
brutal series of, well, we weren't able to stop that. We weren't able to stop that. We weren't able to do that. And then, oh, crap, we lost.
There was nothing slow about this game, though. There were 500-plus yards of offense on both sides.
That's very unbig-like.
Yeah, I think both teams are now going to have to join the SEC. I don't know that they're allowed in the Big Ten anymore.
You know what? We could trade Ohio State. And we could trade Ohio State and Michigan State because they don't deserve to be in the SEC. But we can trade them for Idaho and New Mexico State, right? So
yeah, why not? Fuck it.
Right? Well, Idaho and New Mexico State. I mean, such budding major TV markets go perfect with the big with losing tradition and also, you know, slow offenses.
No, you know who should be added? Notre Dame.
We will continue to be in our partway in, partway out relationship with the ACC. That's quite enough, thank you.
Yeah. Hey, what was that, Susan?
There seems to be some discord.
Tommy Kilborn, is that who you're thinking of?
Hey, there's no discord here. I just want to make sure that the B1G and the Notre Dame finally consummate their relationship. Because
they're Catholic. They don't do that.
Happens immaculately.
And they'd have to put a ring on it.
They're saving themselves for marriage.
You know what?
I'm
going to challenge all the Baylor fans to a dance-off and then win by default.
When did Notre Dame turn into BYU all of a sudden?
As soon as BYU went independent.
Oh, okay, got it.
It's the same school.
Kind of is.
KG just basically died somewhere for some reason and doesn't know why. It's Temke's brains just blew out of his ears.
Oh, okay, according to Eric, no couches have been burned in Ohio recently.
Recently.
He said, no, not recently, no.
You went to the hardcore source.
Yeah. Meanwhile, he's just pondering his existence in Ohio.
Actually, I think he's playing trivia.
Yeah,
night.
He's not allowed to use his cell phone.
Boy, wouldn't you love to be the guy
he never lets go of it.
Why you're using a cell phone in the middle of a trivia contest? No, no, I'm talking to my imaginary internet friends who are doing a podcast, and they have a question about. Oh shit! Yeah, I was cheating. No one's gonna believe it.
Hey, we're totally non-imaginary. We're like real.
I have met several people from the internet.
I have too.
Me too.
I met Seeds even.
I like how you say it. I met Seeds even.
Even Seeds.
Even Seeds exists.
Will his university be able to beat the Golden Gophers of Snowdon? I don't know. That was going somewhere better when I.
No, that's actually just pretty accurate.
He went to Dayton, not oh, he, sorry. Well, he went to
University
the Dayton, not Ohio State. But yes, Ohio State is his look what I did there. Ohio State is his college football team. And yes, they are playing Minnesota and. Well,
oh, they're from a.
Unless Ohio State turns the ball over twice. If Ohio State turns the ball over twice and Minnesota doesn't, Minnesota's got a shot.
Yeah, I can't disagree with that.
I really wanted Minnesota to be my stupid upset pick of the week. But I just, man.
There's better options out there. Like, well, upset written, a possible upset written all over it.
Temple is going to Temple.
Yeah.
Wait, that game's in Philadelphia?
Really?
Wait, I thought I heard Unlikely say that Penn State is going to
Philadelphia. No, I said Temple is going to Temple.
As
in they're going to Temple, as in the verb.
Yes. So the game is in Penn State, 5-4 versus 5-4, Temple on the road. They might be able to pull that out just because Penn State has looked so absolutely atrocious.
It's the fight for bowl eligibility.
Oh God. That'll be a struggle fight.
Wait. No, is it I can't remember. Is Penn State allowed to go to bowls?
Yes.
Yes, they changed the penalty structure so they can go. They are allowed to go to bowls, which set off a new wave of angst in the dark Penn State corners of the internet.
Well, are you talking about Hayden S. Spurrier comments earlier?
Yeah, there were some good ones in that, but I'm not going to repeat them because this is, while it's not a family podcast, it is a Realm of Human Decency podcast.
So crossed that as soon as you guys allowed me on the podcast.
Oh, yes, we should have had a strict no
greets
policy.
Did I have to write something down? Did I have to sign something?
Yeah, probably.
My question though is kind of back to Ohio State soda. Is there any way Solta is going to win this?
No.
Well, that's why I said they need to get up in the turnover margin, and they need to be able to convert that into points. And at that point, it's just keep running that clock, milk that clock, and make it so that each team only gets 7 or 8 chances with the ball. That's how Navy was always able to beat Notre Dame by shortening the number of drives in the game. That means that if you get the other guy to turn the ball over 2 or 3 times, it means a lot more, and then you can actually win.
That's what's nice about Minnesota's like recent offensive burst is the fact that they are they're not an option team, but they are a very run heavy team. And so I think you're right. I think that those drives can slow down.
Yeah, they need to get some stops, get some turnovers from Ohio State, convert that into points, and chew up as much clock as they possibly can when they're on offense. That's really, I think, the only way that they can win this. And now, because I've opened my mouth about this, Minnesota's just going to air it out and beat them by 10, and I'm going to look silly.
No. That's the point of college football, is to look like a dumb fuck all the time.
Is that Corso's job description?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Except here's the thing, is his picks are usually right.
Until the time that he gets beat by an intoxicated Katy Perry wearing a pink furry jersey.
Well, nobody could comprehend that at all.
I thought you were going to stop at pink furry.
No. The only time I would talk about pink furry and stop would be if I were immediately to segue into. Anyone here ever see the movie Major League?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay, so the radio announcer in that is the announcer for the Milwaukee Brewers. That one year, I forget how long ago it was, but the Brewers were in Pittsburgh during the National Furry Convention, which was taking place in Pittsburgh at the time. And the Pirates, as a joke, put up the visiting team and all their, you know, delegation in the same hotel where the furry convention is going on. So there is audio of Bob Ufer, the radio guy from Major League, for an entire half inning describing the night before running into the goings on of the National Furry Convention. And he is calling a game. It's like, ball outside low. So anyway, I might have been elected president of the furry convention last night. I really don't know what happened. And it's it's one of the more surreal bits of radio I've ever heard.
Bob Uecker is a national treasure.
Oh, yes, he is.
And I would love to see him and Vin Scully call a game together just to watch.
That should seriously be the World Series. Like,
why is this
the NLCS?
Yeah. No.
Oh, calling it together. Oh, okay. Now
yeah. Yeah.
Anything to get Joe Buck out of announcing.
Yeah, pretty much. Plus, the diametrically opposed yet similar styles. Because, you know, Vince got a kind of more of a talk about the game. Whereas Uecker just tells batshit crazy stories.
Yep. I think furry convention would count as a batshit crazy story.
Yep, absolutely.
You don't go to downtown Pittsburgh when the furry convention's going on. You just don't do it. But sadly, no one told him that.
All right.
I think that's kind of implied, is to avoid the furry convention at all costs.
Yeah. It is a scary place.
It's not on my bucket list, okay?
From furry conventions into LSU Bama, right?
Yes. You know, I found something? It's a lot easier to accept the team you root for losing when you didn't go to the school. Because, let's be honest, if Clemson had lost a game like this, you guys would have been treated to a fantastic rant. It would have rivaled Dabo's buyout rants. But instead, I will call out the LSU fans because... I'll be honest, they were not as loud as Clemson is. And this was LSU Bama. This is the cream of the crop. And nope. They did not show up. They were loud for long stretches, but there was not that big exclamation, that voice that truly shook your liver and dislodged the last remnants of alcohol from it. And I would know because there was a lot of alcohol in my liver. But instead, you know, they lost. And God damn it, Les Miles, you don't throw deep for two plays in a row when you've got a quarterback that rivals Jeff Driscoll for bad passing. But I ate a lot of good food, drank a lot of good beer. So, you know, it works out.
That sounds like my trip to, Michigan Northwestern last year, except the game you went to was infinitely more excellent than the Travis Mockery of a crap fest that I went to that year.
Yeah, that just sounds depressing and god-awful. I will
call it 36 degrees and drizzling. I think it was 12-9 going into the final minutes of the game, and then it was the buzzer beater field goal to send it to overtime, and then Michigan went on to win. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's the opposite of happy times.
I will say there was a very nice fuck you Saban chant going in the
fourth. Yeah, I heard that on the TV.
We heard that.
Oh, great, Southern Cal.
Womp womp. But yeah, it's okay. I went through about a case of beer and a fifth of whiskey while I was there. And I was sober by the end of the first quarter. It was rather distressing, if I'm honest. But
I bet.
You know, had some great pastelias, some great gumbo. Sadly, no boudin balls, but can't have everything in life. So yeah, it's now going to be an annual event for me. I wondered why I didn't start this earlier in my life.
Oh, it's a good time.
Yeah, or I should say, I wonder why I didn't start this earlier after getting out of school. But, what can you say? So, all right, which one of you knuckleheads has bad jokes to insult LSU? Because I know somebody wants to.
I really don't, because, honestly, I like LSU too much to throw some bad jokes in their direction.
I like you. May you be able to tell high school students to do whatever they want more often. Alright, so we'll move to some of this week's games. We already talked about Minnesota Cooler Poopers, which I think I'm just going to call Ohio State the Cooler Poopers from now on. Just to make it more fun. And I guess I hate talking about them, but Mississippi State is playing Alabama this weekend. And we live in a world where I'm rooting for Mississippi State.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't root for Mississippi schools.
But the other choice is rooting for Alabama.
Yeah, that's the problem. I don't root for Alabama schools either. And normally I just don't have to care about this game. But now I have to care. Because it's hard. I've got problems in life, y'all.
As long as Alabama loses, I think we're all good.
Yeah.
That's probably the way to go here. Don't root for Mississippi State to win. Root for Alabama to lose. Mississippi State winning is just a byproduct of Alabama losing.
And the other thing is that, as far as I've been able to tell, Mississippi State's internet crazy is either non-existent or self-contained. We don't have. It's not like we would have to go looking for the Mississippi State internet crazy, unlike the Florida State and Bama internet crazy, which just happens to find you wherever you happen to be.
That's true.
They're everywhere.
Does that mean we're talking about the Noles?
Oh, crap, I did this talking about the Noles.
No, let's not.
We'll spend 1 minute on laughing at how they will lose to Miami this weekend.
I really think it'll happen.
It's going to be great.
I hate Miami, but I'm totally all for this happening.
Yeah,
I'm all for it, but I have no belief in Miami's ability to pull that off. None whatsoever.
Oh, yeah. It seems like, really, FSU has the script of shit the bed half one, destroy half two. And it makes me sad. It hurts my feelings. Or something. I don't know. I've been told I don't have feelings, but I imagine that what hurts is theoretical feelings, maybe? I don't know.
So far this year, we have been fans of Oklahoma State, the Citadel, Clemson, NC State, Wake Forest, Syracuse, Notre Dame, Louisville, Virginia.
Which Louisville? Who wants to be a fan of Louisville?
All in the hopes of them beating the Noles. So we have taken on the fandom a lot of different places we wouldn't have picked normally.
We have taken on the fandom of God's Conference. Go ACC.
As is right and proper. Or something like that, I guess.
Yeah, something like that. Anyways, Miami is just another step on the way to hope.
No, it is another step on the way to the Duke ACC Championship.
Yes.
Which is, if Duke were to win the ACC title, is that the biggest shock in recent memory? Like, say, the past 10 years for...
No.
What is that?
Stanford beating Southern Cal that year. Unless you're talking about a complete body of work shock.
Yeah, I guess probably more complete body of work. Maybe, I don't... Well, wait, what year was the Stanford beating USC?
2007. I was in the Rose Bowl, and the entire stadium just started cheering and applauding and high-fiving each other, UCLA fans and Notre Dame fans, because all of us knew that Southern Cal had just lost, but some of us knew that there were certain very wealthy Southern Cal fraternities who had sunk $40,000 into parties they were going to have that night that were now going to be absolutely miserable and out the price of a very nice car. So we were very happy because we are at heart cruel and horrible human beings.
No, I'd say you guys were playing that one just about perfectly.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
All righty.
Well, yeah, that is true. I guess just to me it's one of those where knowing Stanford's history, where they've had some good years, it's not – as big of a shock when they became good again?
I still think the bigger upset was Appalachian State, Michigan, 2000X.
Well, yeah.
That's a good point.
Yeah, but I'm just saying just for a conference title type of thing, like where, you know, you look at the end of the year and you're like, holy, and I guess Duke, it's more been almost a 2-year thing, but you're still like, holy shit, they actually won a conference title. Duke fucking University did a football thing.
Did a good football thing.
Yeah, that's probably true. We should clarify that. Because normally they do bad football.
Ooh, how do we score Auburn going from dog shit to playing the national title game in the span of in under 365 days?
That's called shoving a lucky horseshoe up your ass.
Oh, yes, but it's still shocking.
Yeah. But I feel like with that, there's a little bit of everyone expected them to be a lot better.
Just not that better that fast.
Right. I feel like if you had told everyone Auburn would be 9-3 that year, it'd be like, okay, yeah, I believe that. I think they're talented enough. But then they got, I mean, that Georgia game, you know, that was the definition of luck and Georgia defense, but, you know. Won't go there too much. And then kick six.
So my question is how, first of all, A, how Alabama is this? And B, how would you do a tattoo of the kick six on your back?
You haven't seen it. They've got the field and it's drawn up like a play with all the arrows of where everybody went.
Well, but that's a field, and that's not a tattoo.
Huh?
I said that's a field. That's not a tattoo.
No, I'm saying you could get that design tattooed, or you could get the one of him going into the end zone.
No, I'm talking about the. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I'm talking about the actual play tracker. So the one that I guess the one on the field.
Like, just get the line. Like, just...
Yeah, that's what I meant. Just get the line without the field on it. And where would it start on your body? Where would it end? And then how would it, like, kind of recover?
I'm going to shock all of you by saying this isn't really something I've thought of very much.
Yeah, no. I mean, I can think of, like, several places that I know some people would put it. Like, I mean, with the obvious, you know, innuendo Latin one of you know, ending in a touchdown.
Bravo, bravo. I like it.
I mean, you could put it on your arm.
Yeah. You know what I'd do? I would get a picture, like, even if it was just a frame of when he catches it, where he's caught the ball, you see the whole field, the line.
Oh, I love that.
I would get that picture, and I'd just, you just have that tattooed on your back.
Just that? Just a huge mural on your back?
Yeah.
Of that. You realize, like, how many trips the tattoo artist that would take.
Yeah, but there's probably some Auburn fan that's about a quarter of the way through it right now.
True. I mean, well, okay, going with the other side of the coin, going with the international soccer player approach, do you think that there's a Bama fan out there who has that tattooed on them? I'm speaking, of course, of the guy in the World Cup who hit the crossbar in a game that would have sent his team on. And then went and got it tattooed on him. The ball hitting the crossbar.
Oh, yeah. Got no, I know what you're talking about.
Tattooed on him that night.
I think the only person who I could even fathom doing that is Nick Saban himself.
It's a constant reminder.
Do not take field goals.
No, but here's the thing with Saban. To remind him, he'd go back every week, but it would only be, he'd only get this really small section done every week so that he'd have that constant painful reminder of it to goad him on or to just keep him going.
And then he would actually stop after he goes and takes the Atlanta Falcons job.
Oh, please, I'm going to need to call Dr. Guinemer. In 4 hours.
Guinemer isn't a urologist, is he?
He's a doctor, damn it.
Him or Gunnar?
Yeah.
Yeah, I trust Gunnar more, but I think Guinemer's a pediatrician.
Yep, yes he is. Yes. Dealing with the future Buckeyes of America.
Maybe he can recommend something for the cooler pooping. All right. And, ooh, that's right. This week is Auburn, Georgia.
Ooh. So it's the battle for the state of Georgia.
Yeah. Hey, Georgia Tech demands that you recognize their contribution to the state.
Quiet. Georgia Tech wins only every once in a while, like Utah State in the Battle of the Brotherhoods.
Yeah,
Battle of the Brotherhoods?
Yeah, the Brotherly Battle.
Okay.
So it's the Utah State BYU trifecta rivalry.
This Battle of the Brotherhoods sounds like some sort of really bad East Asian martial arts movie.
But yeah, so the battle for Georgia's this week. That's going to be pretty awesome.
Girlie's back.
Okay, that's nice, but they can have the trophy of the Battle for Georgia when they pry it from General Sherman's cold, dead hands.
So basically what you're telling me here, Kate, is, or unlikely, is that...
You can say Kate, it doesn't really matter.
Okay, I'll stop that.
What?
So basically what you mean is that Georgia's going to win on its way of winning the SEC.
No, I just said that there's another factor in play. You never know. Auburn might have found that horseshoe, where they dropped it by the side of their buses.
Go somebody.
Did we all get really distracted watching football or something?
We might have, but you do realize this is a college football podcast, a college football blog that we all comment on, and there's college football on right now, and we all almost all have alcohol. So, possibly, yeah. Yes.
I'm hungry, and I'm watching a cooking show, so, you know.
I'm watching a team we have to play at the end of this month absolutely destroy a team which has looked somewhat respectable over the course of the year. I am not full of the warm fuzzies right now.
Hey, you should have hope, though, because USC wins tonight. That'll be 7 wins for Sarkisian, which means he's going to lose.
Yes, that will fulfill his quota.
7 wins, Sark.
Oh, they just had the weird assistant coach from Washington who did the tongue thing.
He almost just did the tongue thing.
I miss Justin Wilcox, former Boise State assistant coach.
Oh, Sark.
So, any football games we have not talked about that people feel like discussing?
Ooh, Marshall Rice.
No.
Oddly enough, I think that might be Marshall's toughest. Would that be Marshall's toughest game of the season?
Yeah, except for the Conference USA Championship.
let's pull up that Marshall football schedule. What
we got? That's a team
we
versus.
Let's go through all the teams that they've played and everybody ask, are they better than Rice? Miami of Ohio.
No.
No.
Rhode Island.
No.
No.
Ohio.
No.
No.
Akron.
No.
No.
Old Dominion.
Nope.
No.
Middle Tennessee State University.
What? No.
Although Middle Tennessee
it's
State
it's
might
directly
take a
between
game.
Left Tennessee State University and Right Tennessee State University.
Oh, okay. Thank you. That clears it up so much.
I aim to please. Then you got FIU, Florida Atlantic, Southern Miss, the UAB Trogdors, and Western Kentucky.
UAB might be slightly at the same level as Rice.
Yeah, but at the rate the Alabama Board of Trustees are going, UAB won't have a football team by the end of the
True.
Year.
And I don't know about their football team, but WKU can occasionally kind of basketball.
And, you know, it's basketball
league. It's high-powered offense, no defense, and sometimes collapse-minded of offense. And so, which leads to Western Kentucky frequently scoring 50, 60 points on their opponents, surprisingly, and then all of a sudden, only managing 14 or 20.
That was stupid, Cal.
Don't worry, Chris, we were listening. It's just
we were also just boggling at the stupidity of Cal.
I know, you guys are, like I said, 90 seconds ahead of me. I can't watch the stupidity until later.
Well,
get ready. You're going to see some really big stupidity coming.
Ooh, we could talk about, or we could talk about the fun San Diego State Boise State game in which San Diego State is the only team who's beaten Boise State 2 straight years.
That
well, here's
fun.
One. Arizona State's going up to Corvallis, and the game time temperature is something below 40 degrees.
Ooh.
Les Miles may have to coach a game in the snow.
He going to Michigan?
Nope, LSU, Arkansas.
Yeah.
Oh.
Please tell me you've seen the stupidity now.
I saw it.
It was stupid.
Wow.
Now, Les Miles coaching in the snow is fun, but what would be better is if Les Miles makes a snow cone out of the snow and eats it on the sideline.
Yes, please.
And garnishes it with grass.
I need this.
Yeah.
Hey. I need this. You don't. And I'm on a bye week. I need that.
Here's a fun thing about Les Miles. When LSU plays in a dome or any other stadium with artificial turf, he brings a little container of Death Valley grass with him to munch on.
Is this a real fun fact or a fake
no,
fun fact?
No, this is a real fact.
Wow.
Whoa.
It's like men in blazers. We just had our moment of wow.
Yeah. Les Miles challenges.
As much as Les Miles is a perfect fit at LSU, I really, really want him to go to Michigan just because of how much his insanity will piss off the Michigan alumni.
But he's a Michigan man. He knows how to coach the proper way, and he'll raise our boys right.
He also uses trick plays.
And he's fast.
And
has weaponized the punter.
And has weaponized. These are things that big teams do not do. It is not the Michigan man way.
On the other hand, they're at this point, they really, really want to stop losing. So I think they'd be willing to cut in more slack than they would under normal circumstances.
Okay, so hypothetical question. Because I'm not sure how many other games that are actually interesting to talk about. Hypothetical question. You yourself, you personally, get the opportunity to pick up the reins of a shambled program in order to coach them. Who would you coach and why?
Shambled program, pick up the reins, try to coach it back to glory?
Yep.
I don't know.
Nick Saban.
Try coach Nick Saban.
Are you talking? Okay, you're saying we ourselves would coach a program.
Oh, yes. Oh.
Yeah.
I will channel my inner Saban then.
You channel your inner short, angry human being.
Yes.
Oh, I don't know.
And also, shambled programs is a relative term. It could either be poor wins or it could be mediocre.
Well, okay. That's a team that you look at and you're like, that's a team that should be winning more.
Florida?
I think that's the easiest answer.
I would go with Tennessee just because I would get to piss a whole lot of people off year in and year out. Like Florida fans and Georgia fans and Bama fans. Year in, year out. That would be my pick.
Is Kentucky still in need of a de-shambling?
Yes. They are coached by a Stoops, so yes.
So, I mean, you could always de-shamble Iowa State.
Can anybody de-shamble? Is somebody sleeping?
But then you have to live in Ames.
Yeah, this is true.
Are you awake, Sax?
What?
I think it's... It's not me sleeping. I have to go pick my dad up at the airport in like an hour.
All right, I'll go ahead and give my answer. So, I would, and this might be a little bit far fetched. I would coach Army back.
You would coach Army back?
Yeah.
That's a challenge you're setting yourself though, because you can't do like normal recruiting.
You can't do normal recruiting. However, that allows complete versatility for position.
True.
And so basically what I would do then is I would try and come up with a completely different offensive and defensive scheme that can adapt. Because while triple option is fun to watch and really, really hard to figure out, Army doesn't run it very well.
Yeah, no, there's definitely... I mean, do you think that there would be a point where you could simplify and make it easier and therefore easier to run better?
Well, the running's a problem. It's okay. A lack of actually having a quarterback.
Well, that can be a problem.
But, I think I would try and adjust the triple option a little bit. and use more fullbacks.
Always more fullbacks.
Always more fullbacks, because the fullbacks are the size of the offensive linemen.
Speaking of non-Michigan man things, speaking of trick plays, I don't want to give Kiffin any credit. I don't, but that was a trick play. That was a hell of a trick play.
Here's the thing about Kiffin, and this, I mentioned this in the comments. I'm not sure who was around when I mentioned it. I hate Kiffin. Kiffin sucks as a head coach, but he's actually a pretty damn good offensive coordinator.
You have no idea how much it pains me to agree with you. I
don't think he has the maturity level to ever be a head coach, not even just the maturity level. I don't think he has the organization and the actual skill sets to be a head coach. But I think he makes a damn good offensive coordinator because he's extremely specialized in what he does.
Yeah.
But you know, the minute that Saban leaves and Kiffin is promoted to head coach, it's going to be like the Dennis Franchione years.
And then Saban will have to come back. And we'll have the return of Saban.
Isn't that when the Antichrist is supposed to come back as well?
I don't know.
Yeah, right. So Saban.
We've all seen the Nick Satan gif, nobody lie.
Yep.
No. Yes.
It's actually quite well put together.
It is. It's almost as good as a Benji gif.
Yeah. I just want to make sure there is someone on this podcast who is currently asleep and snoring, yeah?
And no, there totally is.
Totally is.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure I hadn't gone insane or that, you know, maybe there was some sort of burglar in my house that had fallen asleep and was, you know, snoring behind me. Which would be a really, really shameful way to go, to be, you know, murdered by a burglar who just wakes up in the middle of the podcast. You guys would still post this if that happened, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. We'd figure out a way to get to it.
It would be a ode to Sax.
The Sax's last podcast. Why is it his last podcast? You'll find out.
Stay tuned.
We'd have to change the name, though. Or maybe we could just subtitle it. Just, you know, what was it? White Nevada Rappers?
Yeah.
White Nevada Rappers, subtitle, Sax's last pod.
White Princess Rappers from Nevada, # RIPSA.
Well, now that we know that the snoring is in a different state, I have nothing to worry about anymore.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, boat drinks, are you awake still? Ah!
I think we found our winner. I don't know why this is so funny, other than the fact that most of us are drinking and also tired.
Cause she's full on asleep. Like, that's not a nodded off. That is, she is in dreamland thinking of Syracuse football winning national titles.
So,
Bo drink, Syracuse just won the national championship!
What are you gonna do now?
I'm going to Disney World!
Alright, so, Hondros, any final thoughts?
What?
Any final thoughts? I think it's about time to wrap this one up.
Yeah, fuck Clemson.
It's my line, damn it!
I haven't said that in a while.
Sax, any final thoughts?
Northwestern's gonna die.
Yes. And as it was known. UF, any final thoughts?
Cold.
That is rather unfortunate. May it warm soon.
Nah.
All right. Well, for Sax, UF, Hondros, and a sleeping boat drinks, I'm Brian. You've been listening to MSECU Radio. Have a great weekend, kids.